I never in a million years thought that I would be making this video, and I'm shaking because I've tried a couple different times and haven't been able to get my point across. But I don't like seeing abusers get platforms. And my abuser, Andrew Callahan, also known as All Gas No Breaks, Channel 5, and whatever his new HBO show's called, I forget, has been plastered all over my news feed. And I've tried to come to him person to person and try to get him to take accountability for what he did. But his version of what happened the night that he assaulted me is so skewed. So I will tell you that he did eventually get consent. And that's the main point, is that he eventually got consent because he wore me down. He told me he needed a place to stay for the night. He had some sort of falling out with one of his crew members or whatever, and I was very clear about the fact that we are not hooking up. He gets in my bed and wears me down to the point where I eventually do agree to do things that I wasn't proud of. And I wasn't proud of them and thought it was my fault for so long that I continued to be nice to him after the situation. He wouldn't leave my house the next morning. And then as time went on and I processed things, I thought, you know what? Just because eventually I said, okay, whatever, because I was trying to just get the whole night over with so that it could be morning, so that he could leave. It doesn't discount the fact that I told him no. I told him no so many times prior to this. I said, I'm tired. I'm not really feeling it. I came up with any excuse that I possibly could to just get him off of me. And he still found a way to coerce me into things that I didn't want to do. And this is really hard for me to say. I never thought I would come forward, but it's even more hard to have to relive the trauma that I endured every single day by seeing this man, as a social justice warrior, as someone who cares about human rights, get a platform. You shouldn't be supporting him. And at the end of the day, like, I've told close friends of mine, I've tried coming out about this before, and he texted me saying that it basically ruined his life, and that his life was over now because of things that I said. And other women have come forward to me, but this is my first time publicly talking about it on a platform like TikTok, because I hope it gets traction. I hope people listen to me. I hope that if something similar has happened to you, that you know that that's not your fault. It wasn't my fault what happened to me, just because I eventually caved. This is so hard to do, but I eventually, I was really hoping that he would eventually take accountability, but he just texted me this skewed version of what he thought had happened. And in that moment, it wasn't fight or flight, it was freeze. I froze, and I couldn't control my body anymore. Not to mention, he got me really drunk that night. He was trying to buy me all kinds of the best kinds of tequila at the dive bar we were at. And a lot of people don't believe me. I've got receipts, I've got photos of us, I've got text messages, but you shouldn't need that. You should believe me, and you should stop supporting Andrew Callahan. Take away his platform. He doesn't deserve it. I never in a million years thought that I would
Yeah,
be.
so that I was trying to find the whole story, and that was pretty much
No,
it. So,
that's enough.
yeah.
I mean, there's so many reasons people say things, and I have no foresight into her camp or Dana's camp or Andrew's camp in terms of like, oh wow, this is getting a lot of hits. This is getting a lot of publicity, right? Like I don't know. And I don't want to speculate, because if it is cut and dry and that's exactly what happened, the sense that, essentially these girls were raped, then that is 100% unacceptable. If it's, I regret what I did because I don't usually do this, that's that gray area where it's so, and it can ruin guys' lives, And I don't, if I'm supporting guys, then I'm saying, it's all it takes is a, one or two people to come and say something that happened that at that moment could have been completely consensual. And she even said it was consensual. So I just look at it like, yeah, she might have drank a lot and she might have regretted it. And we weren't in that room at that night, right? We weren't there. So there's no way for us as outsiders to condone or give approval or lack of approval or condemn. you know, a situation like this, because we weren't there, you know. It could have been, she could have been totally on board. Oh my gosh, you're a famous, da, 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 you know, you don't know. Or it could have been, no, I said no, stop. And then it's like, well, okay, maybe. And you can't explain that. There's no way for me to give a definition to, is that acceptable and right to do, you know. There's no way. That's all I have to say about it. It's just, you weren't there. I wasn't there. There's no way for us to see, oh, she was clearly struggling, or she was clearly infatuated with this guy and then he never called her back. Like, it could be either or. And I think time will tell. But I do respect what he does in the sense of his reporting. I think that that, no pun intended, but unadulterated aspect of reporting and no sides of the line or the aisle, just going in and throwing a microphone in front of people and seeing what they have to say about it. It's been done before. You know, I've seen it before. Some of those people have key shows on Fox now. But yeah, in terms of what happened in the bedrooms those nights, come on. Like, there's no way to say what happened. There's no way.
Yeah, it's tough. And it sounds like to me, like what she was saying was the whole thing where he was just trying to have sex with her and then she caved, which isn't.
What does that mean though? She can walk out on the street and every guy is going to want to have sex with her, or any girl for that matter. Right. Like I was talking to my buddy about this the other day. It's like, you know, he's going through a divorce and he's like, yeah, it's easy for her. She can just walk out on the street and be like, any guy here want to go home with me tonight? And it's not going to be difficult. So to say caved, I think, I don't know. The first one, I don't think there was enough detail. The second one, she kind of stated that she gave consent. So it's like, did you give consent or did you not give consent? Like, there's not this gray area. It's yes or no. And if you said no, and he was like, can I spend the night on the couch, and you come out of your room and sleep with him and fool around with him, like, does that make him a bad guy? I don't think so. You know, did he walk into your room, sleep next to you, pull your pants down, and you said no? Then yeah, that's rape. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So let's go on to the next thing. I mean, there's not too much. There's not too much to say about it. But I'm sure a lot of guys have been in a situation where they're trying to have sex with a girl and then they think they're being persistent. What?
I said, huh, you think?
Yeah. They think they're being persistent. But I totally get feeling like you're in an uncomfortable situation too. So
agreed.